Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
They're having a spiritual fair at Iron Mountain. It's July 7th weekend, and people from all over the country are going to be coming. Some people from Upper Michigan, but also somebody I'm talking to today, Jennifer Lloyd. She's out of the Oshkosh area. She has a website, starofthesalon.com. Starofthesalon.com, I believe, is what it's called. I better let Jennifer describe that. How you doing, Jen?
Hi, I'm doing good.
How's things in Oshkosh?
They're doing good. They're doing good. You know, we've had some really nice weather. We finally got some nice breeze yesterday. It's been kind of toasty here, but doing good. It's nice here. We just had a lot of events. We had Irish Fest and Gallery Walk and Market Day and all these kind of things going on. So a lot of stuff going on. We are now the new event city is what I'm about. So we do have a lot of events. It's kind of standing up to its name. And
What do you do? A little background about yourself. What do you do? You do psychic readings for people. Are you a medium?
I am a psychic and a medium. So they're kind of two different things. Mediums communicate with people that have crossed over. And psychics, you know, we can kind of pick up on, you have your regular senses, and then you have your sixth sense or your intuition. And it kind of connects you with your guides and the other veils, if you will, of energy. So you're just able to kind of, there's many different ways to connect. You can have visions, clairvoyancy, and you can have feelings, clairsentience, and clairaudience. You can hear messages. I tend to be like a little hodgepodge. I can do all those things. So kind of whatever comes through, it just, sometimes you just know things. It's called claircognizance. You just kind of know things, and that's a pretty popular one, actually. A lot of people are empathic, which they can feel other people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, say, if somebody walks into the room, they can feel they're angry or mm-hmm. feel their happiness. Or more people than not are empathic.
Yeah.
And then people just sometimes will just kind of know something or, like, oh, I knew that right before she was going to say that. You know, that's called claircognizance. And so we all have these abilities. It's like we could all maybe play baseball, but none of us are going to be great baseball players. You know, not all of us are going to be great baseball players, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that. You know, you have to practice it and work with it. Some people are born with it.
Born with it, Jen?
I just wasn't really aware of it because I was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So the lovely family that raised me, they were very Catholic. So I was raised very Catholic. And a lot of my work that I do now is also very based on spiritual, heavily with the angels and Jesus and stuff like that. The Holy Spirit, you know, because that is my basis of living. You know, I was raised that way. But there wasn't any psychics in my family. See, all of my lineage comes from my birth family, which later in life I did get to meet. So it's kind of nice now. I spent a couple hours with my 93-year-old grandma and kind of finding my psychic lineage. But
let me ask you this, Jen. Did you have any strange things happen where you saw spirits as a kid or something that would kind of freak you out a little bit?
Yes, I did. I specifically remember one when I was just about going into high school. It would be like eighth grade, freshman area. And I couldn't sleep for days. And I could see what I thought at the time as a young kid was a black shadow or a negative spirit that I felt like was following me, even when I was walking home from my girlfriend's house. And what I know it now to be with my training is it was probably somebody's grandpa, or I had slept over at her house. It was probably her grandma or grandpa and tried to communicate with me. But, you know, as a child, it was very scary. So I did. I shut it all off and just said, you know, I don't want to see that. And I was terrified. And
what age, What age did you start to explore it?
Oh, gosh. That was only probably, I'd say, about 8 years ago. I got married young and had kids young, and my husband was in the military, so we traveled all over, and I just kind of got wrapped up in that life, raising kids and traveling. And my mother did pass away when she was younger, like 45. So, you know, I went through some of that in my early 20s, and so I had a lot of life kind of in the way. And once my husband got out of the service and I got back home and settled back in, it just instantly flew right out. So it all came back to me once I was back in my roots.
Well, you had to be, don't you think you had to be in the ready for this? We all kind of have to reach a certain point in our life where we have to be ready for these things to come forward. It's almost part of like, it's part of a plan in a way that, you know, it's introduced to us a lot of times, and then later on, when we're ready, and we could even then, we could go, nah, I don't want it. And then maybe a little.
I totally agree with that. Okay. Yeah, because I have people, I teach classes as well. And one of my classes that I'm very passionate about are opening of your gift class. So bringing you in tune with your success and your intuition and really understanding what that means. And most people that come to that class are people that have had dreams or had those moments we talked about earlier where you just kind of know something or whatever. And they're not really sure if they want to bring it in or not. And so you're right. I think it really plays a part in your life where you are. Because then I have the other extreme where people just, they love psychics and they love the whole idea and they just want to be one so bad. And I tell them, well, you have the ability, but then they're studying and they're studying and they're trying so hard and they just cannot reach that point either. And I think it's sometimes they're just not ready or the time in their life. And
maybe they're trying too hard, don't you think? Because
it always
has to come naturally, and when you force anything, it's not going to come forward, it seems. I have Jean with me in the studio. She's a coworker, and we're going to make her a guinea pig, or we're going to put you on the spot if you don't mind, Jen.
No, I don't mind.
And I don't even know if she has a question. Jean, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jean. If there's anything, or Jen, go ahead.
Where are you from, Jean?
From Escanaba.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had a reading before?
No.
Okay, how it works for me is I have some Oracle cards out here with me, and I'm just going to kind of center myself, and I just want you to do the same. Just take a nice breath and relax, you know, let any anxieties you might have just fall away, and just know that I'm going to be working with your spirit guide, and your spirit guide is his or her job is to completely protect you at all times. So they're not going to give me any information that you're not supposed to have. They're going to speak with my spirit guides. My spirit guides are then going to talk to me through those ways that we mentioned earlier on the show. And that's how I'm going to get the information about you, okay?
Okay.
So it's really painless and quite fun. And do you have a certain area in your life that you're looking at? Do you have that you would like some answers about? Or we can just simply do a general reading, whatever you would like.
There's one thing that I'm concerned about. I had, I guess I don't even know how to approach it, a sibling.
Okay.
But he passed when he was 6, and I never knew him. So I'm just wondering if he's around.
Can I ask you, did you have, your mother and your father, were they both his mother and his father, so same parents?
Yes.
Okay. Did your parents divorce or something?
No.
Later?
No.
Okay. Why do I feel like almost a separation of a different family? Is there another young, was this a male, did you say?
Yes.
Is there another young male? I'm wondering if I'm just picking up on somebody different. I'm just going to go with what I have and you tell me if it makes sense to you, okay? And you said he was 6?
He was 6.
Did it involve water, honey?
No.
Okay. I seem to be picking up a younger male that I feel like is around you, but would have different parents than you. So I don't know if you had a childhood friend or a cousin or somebody else in your youth that might have passed. And I feel it's around water. So I don't know if they were boating or swimming or something like that. But so if this is not your young brother, I'm sorry, I don't have anything from him.
Okay.
But that's the first flash that I saw was definitely something of, and he has, you know, it's a young male, but I feel like they have different parents than you. So I was hoping that would, sometimes this happens in like 2 weeks later, they're like, oh my gosh, I was talking to Aunt Judy and she told me that so-and-so's son died, you know. And
right.
So it's kind of unique when you do mediumship. It's not like I can kind of pluck out certain people and just have them kind of come on in. For me, they have to have a message, or they can choose what mediums they want to work through as well. So they can kind of see mediums. We kind of light up a little bit differently than other people from what the people that have crossed over have explained to me. But and then they choose if they want to work with our energy, and they also, if they don't have a message for you at this time, they don't come through, which is kind of disheartening for some people. But if you've ever watched like John Edwards or James Von Prague and in their galleries, just all those people come because they definitely want to speak to somebody, and only so many of them get a reading, you know. So
right,
it's hard to explain, and I would love to have given it. But when I do see a young male around you, but I don't think he's quite that young. I don't think he's six. I think he might
be a little bit. Jen, I'm sorry to interrupt. Could this be somebody from a previous time, a different incarnation?
I typically don't work with them. There are people that do work a lot with past lives. If I do get past life information, they're very clear to tell me right away that it's past lives, because I don't work in that too often. And it could be somebody else that is around you there at the radio studio. So it could either be, you know.
Okay.
That's
interesting. You know, let me ask you this real quick. Did you want to ask something about, or is that what it was related to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like me to do a regular card reading just on yourself?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. And do you have any area in your life that you want me to look into, or should I just kind of see what comes up?
Just see what comes up.
Okay. I'll just keep my feelers out there. Sometimes, if anything more comes with anyone crossed over, I'll just leap that right in, okay?
Okay.
Wasn't really in tune to doing that this morning, so, you know, sometimes I kind of got to get in the flow of it. So, is there three siblings in your family?
No.
How many kids?
There's six of us.
Six of you, okay. So is there three of one and three of the other?
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking that. Okay. All right. Let's lay these cards out for you. Okay. So I have in the last 3 to 6 months for you, I have the Earth Fairy, which talks about working on your own physical health, setting really good new foundations in life, and grounding yourself. So to me, that says that you've really been working on what works out for you in your life, what doesn't, what relationships are working, what relationships aren't, and also taking a really good look at yourself physically and deciding that maybe some changes might need to happen. I also feel like maybe something happened. Maybe we got some sort of a flu or something happened that kind of triggered all of this, or either with yourself or with somebody close to you. They got sick and you started thinking about, maybe I need to look at my own health. Does that make sense to you?
I've started working out and taking better care of myself, but not because of someone.
Okay, well, that's perfect. It's okay that I just feel like something specifically sparked you to start working out. So it might not have been your own illness or something, but there was definitely something that got kind of kicked you in the butt, as we would say, to get you going there. But I do definitely feel like you are also looking at the foundations of everything that you stand on. What makes sense to you? What works for you? they're showing me the card that represents you right now is the butterfly, which is a transformation. So we are changing. We are losing some weight. We are looking at ourselves a little bit differently. And I do feel like the things that you have put in place to feel better physically, that is working for you, that you are feeling some sort of transformation. And they're telling me it is actually coming from within as well, not just on the outside. So definitely emerging into something that you've been working towards, okay?
Jen? Hey, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Jean's got to tell you something.
Okay.
I just recently, a week ago today, actually got a butterfly tattoo on my leg.
Wonderful.
And it's an memorial of my brother.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And it all started back when my oldest sister worked outdoors at our fairgrounds. There was a butterfly that constantly followed her. My mom and dad put butterfly flowers on my brother's grave. And then my middle sister had a butterfly that constantly followed her, so she got the tattoo. And then a year later, I was thinking about getting the tattoo, and then 2 weeks ago, a butterfly kept following me around my yard, so I finally decided to get the tattoo.
Oh, my goodness. So here's the deal. If we were wondering at all if he was with us, we definitely have our confirmation that he is with us. Maybe not coming through specifically with a message, but to let you know that he is here. And maybe that is simply all you needed to know. And maybe there was nothing specific that I could have said that would make you believe that, except for showing you this card of the butterfly. So, I mean, I love how the universe works, and this is how it does happen.
It's amazing.
It kind of comes unexpectedly. So I really thank you for sharing that with me so that I can have that confirmation, because I was starting to feel like, oh, darn it, do I want that little boy to come in so bad? And so I could definitely feel this energy, but I kept picking it up with water. Mm. And so I kind of left it and didn't keep going at that just because I am on the radio. If you were in front of me, I would probably work it through a little bit more. I just don't know how much time we have. Could you please give me his first name? I'm just not really good with names, so I don't pick up names really well when I read.
His first name is Lawrence. They called him Larry.
Okay. Yes, I just... Did he like to swim? Why am I picking up water around him?
Yeah, I don't know, because it was long before I was around.
Okay, but you do know how he passed, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are things that you can check with your mom as well and your parents.
Yeah.
And really, if I might be on to where it was somebody else in the family, because I just feel like there was a different parent than yours. That's what this young male
could be, a cousin. Could be a cousin or somebody like that, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so different parents, but I feel like it is close to you. Like I said, it could be somebody else that is near you in that studio. I don't know how many people are around you guys, but I'm going to just go forth with this reading here, and we're going to just really embrace the loving moment of the butterfly and just know that that is his way of showing, I am here with you. For whatever reason, he's not communicating with me directly. It could be my own stuff going on. I don't know. But he's definitely found a way to make sure that you know he's with you by bringing up the butterfly today. So
okay.
The next card I have for you in the next 3-ish months is that you have just started, or you're going to be starting something new. So you're going to be like the novice at something. So that talks to me about either going back to school or learning a new trade or a new craft, or maybe you're going to take new dance lessons. I'm not sure, but I feel like you definitely have a sense of something new. It could be in your workout area. Maybe you're going to try yoga or something new like that. But I do feel like because it's coming up in the future position, that it's going to be something that is very positive for you, okay?
Okay.
Bring you into it. So look for that. If you haven't started anything new right now, look for that to kind of pop in the next 3 months, and really know that it's going to, if you're not sure if it's going to work out for you, like, oh, I kind of wanted to try that, but I don't know. Oh, wait, I remember that lady saying something new is going to happen. It's going to be positive. So make sure you walk through those doors that open up for you. Okay. Because I feel like you are going to be the novice at something new in the next 3 months, and it's important. Also, it talks to me about the action with what's coming up for you is more transformation. So continuing this transformation process that you're in, and also trusting your own psychic abilities. So I don't know if you consider yourself very intuitive or not, but it really wants you to become aware that you do have this ability, and they want you to trust your intuition when these new things are coming up. Should I do this? Should I not? How is this opportunity? They want you to go within and really trust your intuition making these choices, okay?
Okay.
So that's in the next 3 months. Things are going to be coming. Really use your intuition to help you make those choices. You know, and when I see that, it means they don't really want you to go too much to outside people. What I'm hearing is you like to get a lot of advice from these certain people in your life that you've placed there for lovely reasons, but then you tend to go to each one of them because they're very different people and get all their opinions, and then you make your choice. But I think for some reason, in the next 3 months too, they want you to make your own decision using your own intuition, okay?
Okay.
Right. And then, is there somebody, the next card I have represents you and the people around you. So talking about friends, family, coworkers, things like that. And it's the letting go card. When I see that card in that position, it talks to me about you needing to let something go between you and somebody in that circle, either a family or friend, somebody that's in your close circle. There's something going on between you and somebody there. And I don't know if you've been a little bit stubborn. They're kind of showing me like you stomping your foot. Like, I'm not giving up on this one. Like, I always do, and this time I'm not going to do it. But they're really wanting you to let go and just kind of move through that process. It's just not doing you any good to be sitting there. And they want you to let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to there and just move through that, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Kind of know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I guess my ex comes to mind that I need to just, I'm always holding resentment, so maybe I just need to let it go.
Yeah, and have you recently had to speak to him or have to deal with something legally with him?
No, but I see him every day through baseball and softball, and I do hold resentment, so then maybe that's it.
Yeah, there's just something that you're like, no, I'm not going to bend on this one. You know, I had to bend on so much stuff, and I'm just not going to let this go. You know, it's just, it makes you mad, you know. And they're saying, it's time, honey. It's just time. You know, let it go. Move over it, because it's not doing you any good. And because you're going on this transformation and this new physical health change and this emotional, spiritual transformation that I can feel going on with you, this is kind of what happens. Your guides are going to start working the full force, saying, okay, she wants to make this change. She's ready. And don't be surprised if your intuition and your sixth sense also is transformed with all this, and you become more aware of those things. Because once you say to the universe, I'm ready. I'm ready to climb out of old shells, or I'm ready to transform, or I'm ready to change, they're like, yay, because that's what they've been waiting for.
Then that makes a lot of sense with how I've been feeling lately.
Good, because it really is how it works, and it changes in all of the areas. You might have started out just thinking that you're going to change it on the physical level, but it also works in all the other levels as well. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel like when this starts to happen and we start exploring into our spirituality as well, our guides start making us what we say.
Hey, Jen, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are we always being pulled in that direction? We're always gently being pulled to explore that?
I would say yes. In my opinion, yes, because that in order for us to live our soul purpose on this life, we have to be living at our very best. And so our guides and the connection are always wanting us to be that in that position. So when we're in kind of mucky areas, or we kind of veered off the beaten path, if you will, they're always trying to pull us to be our best. They're always trying to inspire us to find our soul purpose. And when we do find our soul purpose, and we are feeding that in this lifetime, we feel at the best. You know, So yes, I would say yes to that.
It's always trying to call us back. And you know, I look at it too, and maybe we got to move on a little bit. Gene, is there anything more you have for Gene, or Gene, you want to ask?
Can you just tell me again what the butterfly card meant, just so I can remember? And
yeah, the butterfly is right now, because, and it just makes sense now once you share that it's in your present. The card position is in the present moment, the card that could represent you the most. If your guides could say one thing to you, like, this is Jean right now, it is the butterfly. So because the card before that was talking about your physical change and your transformation and building your foundation strong, I went right into the transformation of that. But when you share this story with us, we definitely know now that this is your younger brother saying to you, this young male saying, yes, I'm with you. I'm here. The butterfly, I'm giving you confirmation on the tattoo that you had. I see the stories you tell and your family tell about the butterfly. I am represented by the butterfly. I'm here. Because it was in the present card. So it can't be more... any more specific than that, really. If it was in the future card or something else, we'd be really reaching, but because it's in the present card, it makes complete sense.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very impressive, Jan, very impressive. And I know sometimes, you know, when people do, I've worked with enough people that do these things, you don't always hit a home run. And
yeah.
And like you said, and I wrote down some of the things you said and gave it to Jean. And I'm going to have, it's up to her, obviously, but if she wants to, because this has happened to me so many times, I'm sure it's happened to you, Jan, and the people you deal with, because you said you're not going to, this may not come forward for a year, and it's the way of validating this spirit that's around her, saying, you know what, I'm going to prove that I'm around you, you're going to go talk to somebody in your family that's going to relate this, and maybe it's a friend or maybe, you know, somebody close to the family, and then all of a sudden, here's a good example, somebody once told me, my dad was at this one seance I went to. My mom and dad showed up, you know, and the guy says to me, your dad's on crutches and he's showing me he broke his leg. And I thought, I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. And cause I was living out of state at the time and I went down, you know, I talked to my brother and he goes, you don't remember that? He goes, oh yeah, you were right. You were living in Mississippi. Yeah. He broke his leg and he was on crutches.
Yeah.
But had I not gone to my brother, you know, I would have maybe dismissed it away, and it's just my dad saying, proved you, I'm right. And then he said the same thing about my son and my son's girlfriend. She's got dishwater hair. And I thought, no, it's really more blonde. And when I saw my son and his girlfriend, she said, yeah, I color my hair. That's my real hair color.
Oh, see?
So there's validation. Yeah. And I got to believe, Jen, that you like hearing that because it makes you feel good that you really, you don't always hear that, do you?
No. Usually we hear the opposite. But it is really nice to hear that. And it is so weird after doing it for so many years and so many readings that I do, even on the radio and stuff, they'll contact me through email. Oh, I finally made sense, you know, 2 weeks later, 2 months later. So it is nice that people do call back or contact you and give you that confirmation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've learned really early on that you just, you know, she said, no, it doesn't make sense, the water. Well, I was definitely seeing the water around it. So I don't know if, I couldn't pick up if it was actually like, in a lake or a pool, or if there was rain and there was a car accident. I'm not sure, but there was water involved. But, and sometimes what happens is that these people, so this person's going to come through that she's really not aware of. Maybe you know, but it was for her aunt, and her aunt needed that confirmation
exactly.
So badly. Mm-hmm. And so then Jean ends up becoming the medium, if you will.
Right.
And she ends up being the person who gets to go share this information with her aunt or whatever. That happens many times.
That happens a lot of times. I know exactly what you're saying. We don't realize, not only that, but we don't realize the people that are around us. And a lot of them are people that maybe we never met. They might have even died before we were born. I mean, I was told by Reverend Debbie, I think you met her, right? Or she's going to be at the same event as you, that my grandfather was around me. He died the year I was born. And then she started saying all these things. And then she told me the initials, H and A. And I didn't even know what his name was. My mom had passed away. I'd forgotten. Mm-hmm. I called my brother again. And my brother said, let me look it up, because I don't remember neither. It was Hans Adam. And so, again, here's validation that here's somebody I never met, but he chooses to be around me, just like all of us, I think. They choose to be, they can kind of come back and keep an eye on us and be there with us and help us and enjoy
being. For sure. Yeah, and you know, like how I was saying to her, I'm not really good with names, which I'm trying to switch that affirmation around. But when you're a medium or when you connect and get your messages, just know that your personality is going to be how you connect. For instance, I'm also a hairstylist. I own a hair salon. And so I do hair and psychic readings all in the same shop. But for me, when I usually start connecting with people that have crossed over, one of the first things I see is their hair. Because it resonates, you know, I do hair, right? And so, and in this lifetime, I am terrible with names. Like, I'm sitting here on this radio show with you going, I'm wanting to use your name. And I'm like, what is his name now? I'm terrible. So it's something I am working on and trying to get better and using people's names more when I communicate with them. But so as a reader, which is like the best, everybody wants the name. I mean, if you can pull out a name when you're reading for someone who's crossed over, you're golden, right?
Right.
You can get the best skeptics if you can pull a name. But because in my life I struggle with names, then therefore when I connect, I struggle with names as well. So it is something that I am trying to work on. And there's always, in the spiritual world, you're always growing and always working, but that's just a little tidbit for people.
Do you feel, Jen? I know you said you've been doing this about 8 years. Do you feel that this is something that you continue to improve on and get better at?
Certainly, yes. Because you know, you meet all kinds of people from all over the world, and you always think, "Well, that's a first," or you know, a symbol that you maybe have never used before will come up, and you will have to figure out, is it a literal symbol? Or is it like a metaphor of something, you know? So, yeah, you're always, always growing. Your meditation, I sit in meditation often, and, you know, you're always getting messages. You're always growing. I don't believe that you can just say you know everything and be there and never move on through that in the spiritual world. It's just really with anything, actually. But I've been doing hair 13 years, and I would not say that I know everything there is to know about hair, you know, so I still take classes to improve my skills as a hair designer, you know, so yeah, I would say we're always, always growing.
Awesome. Well, Jean, if there's anything else, I'm guessing that's pretty much, because I think we have another coworker that might want to come in here if we have time.
Okay.
That wants to come in here. Thank you very much, Jean.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jean. Bye. I hope that makes sense to you later on, so, but just know that your brother was there representing himself through that butterfly, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was pretty amazing. You pulled that one out under pressure during an interview.
I was just like, no, I almost heard her crying. I'm like, thank you, universe. Because, you know, I'm like, well, I feel different parents. She's like, no, I feel water. No, I'm like, oh, no. And then all of a sudden the butterfly comes out. And it's so beautiful how it came out. It was just...
She was telling me, you know what, Jen? She was telling me before the interview, she said, oh, I got a question. She said, I don't know what to ask. Oh, I got a question. I got one. And she didn't tell me what it was. She said, it concerns my tattoo, which she showed me on the bottom of her leg. She works in our sales department, and she didn't tell me anything about it, which is good. I don't want to know.
Right.
And so the fact that you were able to connect to that and that she was thinking of it, that she was thinking of it fresh on her mind, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and also, just so everybody knows, typically, you know, when I'm reading the cards, I don't always say the card that I have. I just start spewing out the information I get. I don't always tell them, well, this, I have the fairy card. Now I have the butterfly card. I don't always do that on the radio. And for some reason, I did that today, and now we know why.
Mm-hmm. So you were guided to do it, and you followed it, and boom.
Yeah.
Hit a home run. Smacked one out of the park. Circling the bases right now.
Woohoo!
That was really cool. So you're going to be up doing these kind of readings at the spiritual fair coming up.
Yes. Mainly I'll be working with my oracle cards there. Like I said, if people do book at least a half hour or 45-minute reading, I have a little bit more time. When I'm in the environment like a psychic fair, doing card readings. A lot of times it's every 15 minutes. You have a new client for 8-9 hours a day. So mediumship for me tends to take a back seat there, but every once in a while there's somebody who's just really strong and really has a message, and they'll just bump right in the middle of that oracle card reading, and that there's no stopping that. And so then I just take the opportunity to bring them through. And sometimes I do have people sit down at my chair at a fair and just say, I really would like to talk to my mom. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, in such a quick environment, I tend to have to ask for a little bit of information so I can speed things along a little bit.
Sometimes they're just not there. They're not coming through. Or somebody else, like you say, is more pressing mm-hmm. to want to come through. There was a... And I don't know if I got somebody else coming in. If we do, we'll let you switch to them real quick. Okay. But there was Reverend Debbie. I've worked with her many times, and many other people that I really love their energy. And there we had a lost dog at the radio station, and this is how we kind of got started with Reverend Debbie. And she would ask the angels, and they would guide her. And this dog wound up, the whole reason it left really was to get a message through about this, her uncle that had passed. So they contact Reverend Debbie, and she said, it's not about the dog. The dog did that, so you would contact the radio station, and then the radio station would contact me, and I usually do, because I figure she could help find the animal with the help of the angels better than I can.
Oh.
And so the uncle said, she says, is there an uncle that passed away? And they go, yeah. Are you guys all upset about that? Yeah. He says, have a beer at camp for me. And it was like the coolest thing, because that's what it was all about. You don't know how the universe is going
to work. They bring the dog there. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's really amazing. So many stories I have like that over and over, over the years. I go on business trips with my husband once in a while, and so my husband is always, you know, it's interesting being married to a psychic and intuitive.
Yeah.
And so we'll sit down at the nighttime dinner party, you know, and all of a sudden, it just takes a second. Somebody will mention Grandma Betty or something. And my husband just looks at me like, please not now.
You know? Right.
But I've never met any of these people. And I have to do the wife thing and go to the dinner parties that night. And, you know, one night there was five of us at the table. I ended up reading for three of them. All three of them, the people that came through were fathers to the people at the table. So each person had... What are the chances? You know, I go to this dinner party, and they just set you in groups, you know, five people at a table. And at our table, three of those five people have fathers that were passed away. And we're all, you know, in our 30s, around 40 years old. And three of those people have their fathers passed away.
Wow.
It was just amazing to me how it all comes through, you
know. Isn't that something? And you feel like, you know, some people might hear this and be freaked out, but do you think that love is the driving force behind all of this?
I definitely. That's exactly where I work out of all the time. It's the first thing I pray about before I begin any reading. It's the last thing I pray about when I'm done. So for me, it is always about having love as the basis of this and understanding that we are just a channel for this information to come through. And for me, it is a complete honor to be chosen, that those people that have crossed over have chosen my light, my energy, to just channel that information through. And it's all about love and light for me. And so, yes, definitely yes to that.
We have another guest with me.
Okay.
One of my coworkers, she works in our newsroom. She's part of the morning team on the radio with me. Her name is Mindy. And
hi, Mindy.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you sound really good. You've got some good something over there.
Oh, well, thank you.
I can hear you really good. I don't know if you got the right headphones or what, but I can hear you really well.
Is it too loud?
No, it was great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a certain area you want to look into, Mindy?
I don't know if I have anything specific. I have a lot going on right now, so it'd be kind of...
What about that? Are you in a relationship right now, Mindy?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that fairly new?
We've been married for almost 2 years.
Okay. Feeling good about that? Everything's going good there?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you expecting or thinking of having a baby?
I am due at the end of August.
Oh, yay! Okay, good. Yeah, I just really feel like that is about to happen for you guys, and just a wonderful thing. Now, was your husband adopted, or for some reason what I'm picking up is that this baby has really brought a lot of really great things to your life, more than just having a baby. Of course, that's a wonderful thing, but I feel like there's a little bit more there, so I don't know if you were adopted, he was adopted, and you guys are now having your own baby, or something. I'm feeling my adoption kind of tingles going off, so I don't know what is surrounding that, but I just feel like this is just a really, really special thing for the two of you. I don't know, maybe you had trouble getting pregnant, I'm not sure, but I really feel a wonderful thing about this baby coming in at this time for the both of you.
We did have trouble getting pregnant. We also lost a baby.
Okay. So that makes sense. I have also gone through a miscarriage as well, so that's why I'm feeling those tingling of something familiar between the two of us. So thank you for being brave enough to share that with me on the air.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, wonderful things happening, and August is right around the corner, so, you know, you must be getting nice belly there and really feeling pregnant, so exciting. I feel very, very happy for the two of you, okay?
Thank you.
Do you have a grandmother that's passed?
I have a great-grandmother and a great-great-aunt.
Okay, is that on your mother's side?
Yes.
Okay. So it'll be your great grandmother. So that is your mother's. Wait, how does that go? It'll be your mother's mother's mother?
Yes.
Oh, where did you know her at all?
I did, yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, wow, I don't age difference there. But anyway, I really definitely feel it is on your mother's side, above your mother. So I was thinking grandmother, but great grandmother would work for me as well. And I do feel that. She's coming through only because we're talking about the baby. So she also, the biggest thing is she's coming through because you did mention the miscarriage. And I don't know if she had miscarriages herself, but she's definitely with you through that process. She talked to me about you being her little angel. Now, I feel like there was a lot of grandkids, a lot of other kids. She loves them all very much. Please don't let your family call me up. But but she talks about you specifically being her little angel. So, do you have brown hair?
Yeah, brownish.
Okay, because she's showing me a picture of you very young with this kind of brownish, longer hair. But she put you in like an angel gown. Did you dress up as an angel for Halloween when you were little? She's showing me like you in an angel outfit.
Not that I know of, but it's possible. I don't think so, though.
Very cute. This could just be her way of saying, this is, as she keeps saying, she was my angel. So now she is your angel, okay? So this is how this is transferred for her to you. And she is around you quite often. I really feel like, I don't know if you know this, I don't know how young you were when she passed, but I really feel like you had a very special relationship with her. Does that make sense to you?
A little bit, yeah. I was closer with her husband than I was with her, but we were still pretty close, yeah.
Well, just know that she might not have been the one who expressed her feelings, because when you said that, she said, I loved her just as much as my husband did, but I'm not as good at expressing that. She was kind of the one that was always, you know, doing the cooking, doing this, doing that, and just kind of staying busy, I think. But she really does cherish her relationship with you. And I think that you have this similarity through the trouble of getting... Do you know how many children she had?
Two, I believe. That's
okay. Because I think that the feeling that I'm getting is that she had trouble as well, just like you did. And so this is a strong connection that has brought her to be around you often. Okay. And she will be there with you when this baby is born. So I just have goosebumps. But so just know, beautiful things, and a definite connection to the great-grandmother with you at this time and this baby, okay?
All right.
Do you have any other questions, or do you want me just to kind of pick a few cards and see what comes up? Or
yeah, that would be fine.
I just definitely was drawn to your relationship situation
now,
right away. So,
Jen, can I ask you, just to explain to Mindy, so she just kind of stepped in, what kind of cards are you using? Not a deck of cards, right?
No, it's Oracle cards. So I use a lot of cards from a lady called, her name is Colette Baron Reed, and also Doreen Virtue. Many people are familiar with Doreen Virtue in the spiritual world. But I have cards that have either just decks of cards, and they have beautiful pictures on them, and they're really pretty, and I don't need them. I can, like how I was just reading for you now without taking any cards. But it's nice. It keeps me focused when I'm in a hurry, you know, when I'm trying to hurry up, because I tend to talk a lot. I'm sure you haven't noticed. But anyway.
No, I haven't noticed at all.
I know. It's terrible. Anyway, so I have to stay focused. So the Oracle cards help me keep me on track, moving from one card to another. And they're also very pretty for the clients, and they're very fun. And if you're in front of me, you get to take parts in, you know, cutting the deck and all of that. So it's kind of a visual experience. Unfortunately, on the radio, you don't get to have that, but it does help keep me on track so I don't just keep rambling on and on. But they are. The deck that I'm using right now is from The Enchanted Map, book by Colette Baron Reed, and then she did make this is just, I don't know if it was this year or late last year, that this deck just came out. I got to meet her in Chicago. She's a lovely psychic medium and just very similar to how I do things. So I tend to use a lot of her stuff. But a lot of my decks have come to me as gifts. You know, people say, yeah, I think this is for you. And so I have, like, I think 15 of them now. So when I do my radio show, it's quite funny. My co-partner, she has one deck, and she uses one deck. She's adamant about her one deck. And I have, you know, 15 laying all out all over the place. So I'm just grabbing a deck and always kind of coming through. She's sitting there still shuffling from the last time, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's quite funny. But, all right, Mindy, what my best friend since first grade is named Mindy. And
oh, nice.
So I love the Mindy, love the Mindy. You don't hear that name too often anymore.
So. No, not so much.
Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl, Mindy?
Yes, we are having a boy.
Oh, yay. Okay. All right. Okay. So definitely this makes a little bit of sense. What I'm picking up with you is recently really feeling the card is the spirit of place, which talks about finding the sacredness within myself, my own woman power, my own womanly strength, really embracing being a woman, which, I mean, how much more womanly can you get than be carrying your own child? So, but also it talks about a spiritualness of you with inside, too. So I don't know if you're discovering deeper into your spirituality or into your church. I feel like it is more like a church thing, a religion thing. You know, definitely feeling like you are making a stronger connection, like this is how I want to raise my child, and these are the belief systems that I want to move into. And so I feel a stronger connection with your religion. Does that make sense to you?
Not really. It does. It's stronger. I moved closer to be with my family because that's how I wanted to raise my child.
Okay.
But not really on the religious front.
Do they have a religious thing? Like, I feel like
no.
It's definitely a sacredness within you. Like, really, and it could be bringing you back to your family, but I really felt more on a religious part. So just, you know, I don't know. We'll just let that be out there because
okay.
I feel it's very the spiritual thing, and it's definitely a connection that is coming stronger with you lately. Spirit of Place talks about really understanding the beauty of being a woman. Okay. Then also I have the next card that I have talks about having to move mountains and work through things, move through obstacles to get where you are right now, which some of that we know is true a little bit just with having the baby. But I feel like there's other things going on in your life, too, that you've had to really move mountains, so to speak, is what I'm hearing. And the light is shining on the mountain, which has shown me that you have gotten to the top. You are working through some of that stuff. So I'm really glad about that. The card following it talks about flying, which is in your, like, a field of dreams of beautiful, beautiful things moving forward. Things are really finally coming to a head and becoming your dreams are coming true, if you will. So really moving into a beautiful place, but it's moving pretty quickly. Things are flying along, moving along. I also want to talk to you about taking some time right now to really embrace yourself and your emotional feelings, that you need to spend some, like, me time really understanding what these emotions are that are going through for you. The card is actually the sad embrace card, and it shows a fairy kind of hugging herself in a beautiful scenery. And so if you will, just picture that as yourself really being kind to your heart, being honest about what feelings you're going through, and really just loving yourself, you know, coming from that spiritual place that we talked about before, and really honoring all the feelings that we have, and making sure that you feel them. You know, there's something you need to work through here, okay?
Right.
That makes sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so just embrace yourself, but be kind to yourself about it. Know that it's okay, you know, but work through it, but love yourself through the whole process. And then also, there's something coming up. They're talking to you about your intentions. So make sure your intentions are pure and very clear in everything that you're about to embark on. So I don't know if there's new things coming up or whatnot, but definitely make sure that your intentions are clear when you're communicating with somebody. You know exactly why you're saying what you're saying to them. When you're going to go apply for a new job, or you're going to just know exactly what your intentions are before you move forward on anything. And I would say that's within the next 6 months, okay? So a little bit longer than 3 months. We're going to go out to 6 months and really say that this is a strong, strong feeling I have, that you need to make sure your intentions are very clear.
Okay.
You understand that?
I do, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mindy.
Thank you very much, Jen, for taking on two people today. Put you on the spot. I've never talked to Jennifer before, so that's mighty kind of you. And, you know, I find that people that do this, you know, and you get paid to do it as well, right? But,
yes.
But you also do it on the spur to help somebody too, right?
Yeah, all those business meetings I did for years. I would say for probably my first 3 years, I didn't charge anybody for anything. And I just was learning and just embracing spirit moving through me and being that beautiful channel. And just, you know, I mean, I went out one time to put flowers on my mother's mausoleum, and I ended up following the gardener all the way back to, I was like, really? I'm not following this person. I'm arguing with my guides, you know, and they're having me follow this guy on a four-wheeler through the back bushes into the maintenance area, which I did not even know existed there. And then I have my dog with me, too. And I'm like, well, I can't leave my dog in the car. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm arguing. And I knew that there was a message, somebody coming through very strong. And I knew it wasn't for the person on the four-wheeler, but the person on the four-wheeler was definitely taking me to this person. Because I did not even know there was a mechanic area was behind the bushes in the back of the cemetery. But and I looked through the little hole and said, okay, I am not going back there by myself. No way. And I said, I don't see any people, so I'm leaving. And sure enough, if you don't know, somebody walks out of the garage, and he's standing there in his bib overhaul, fixing a lawnmower, you know. And he was probably in his 60s, you know. And I thought, oh, dear, you know, generations, the older ones tend to not know what to do with me.
Right.
So I thought, well, you know, there was no way they were leaving. There was two, and they wouldn't tell me who they were or anything until I approached him, so that I couldn't make any of my own judgment call there. And so it was his mother and his father. And I just said, hi, you know, I'm Jennifer.
Right.
I'm a medium, and I have a message from somebody crossed over. Are you into, would you mind if I shared that with you? And to my surprise, he said, no, I don't mind at all. And I guess I shouldn't have been so surprised. He works in the cemetery. But so then I did. I gave him the message for, it was both his parents. And he was actually feuding with his children. And his parents had to come and tell him, enough is enough. So hopefully that all worked out really well for his family. And he was able to reconnect with his own children. And But yeah, for years, many, many times, it was just wherever spirit guided me. And I still do that. I walk up and down the streets. I just mailed a package to my sister 3 weeks ago, and I ended up reading for the lady at the package place. Her mother came through.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it happens often.
It happens probably a lot of places. Jen, we're just about out of time with the show today. Do you want to promote your website? Is there anything you want to...
Yes, you can find me at Star of the Sea. Salon.com. So Star of the Sea Salon.com. I'm also on Facebook under Star of the Sea. And you can find my shop in Oshkosh. All my information is on my website. If you, and, you know, we can do phone readings if you're kind of far away or if you're in the area. I do hold psychic fairs myself, many little ones, in my little shop, and I'm having one June 30th. So if you guys are in the area or you want to take a long drive to Oshkosh, come on down. That's from 10:30 in the morning till 5. It's free admission, and I have all my favorite psychics and readers all here under one roof for that afternoon. So it's really fun, and just my pleasure. I'm going to be going up north there.
Yeah.
So
we're going to see you in Iron Mountain.
Yeah, I'm excited. Holly is a wonderful lady, and her husband, and so when they approached me and asked me if I could come up, of course. And so we're going to have a little road trip, and a bunch of girls are going together. It's going to be a beautiful fair. I think we're going to have a great time up there. So hopefully I can meet all of you, Mindy and Jean and yourself. And so come on down. Come and visit us at the fair.
All right. It's going to be Saturday, July 7th. I believe it's that whole weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer Lloyd out of Oshkosh. Yeah, thank you very much. You know what? We're going to have to do this again down the road. I'd love to have you on, maybe do some more people, and if you don't mind doing
that. Yeah, anytime. I love, because my radio show's taking a break all summer, so.
Cool.
I love being on the radio.
If people want to listen to your shows, how do we find that?
That's on Blog Talk Radio, so blogtalkradio.com, and then you search Starlight Insight, and Starlight, that is L-Y-G-H-T, because Mary's website is The Light, and mine is Star of the Sea. So we put Starlight together. So we have Starlight Insight, and you can listen to our archives. And we are thinking of coming back in the fall together, maybe at a noontime show instead of the evening. So, that's where you can find me there, too.
Thank you very much, Jen.
You're welcome. Call me anytime. It was my pleasure.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.